MTV Cast.
Hey, MTV Cast and Dot Watchers. Brett Ask calling in from Grant. Coming in from a tail from the tail end of a 8.9 mile an hour slog fest through what I call the concrete basin. But the story starts where we left off in Abiquiu. Eddie and I tried to get out of there and put in as many miles as we could before the sun went down. Right around that time, Eddie was on fire. I was pretty much being the captain of Bonksville train. I had to use my bear whistle to tell Eddie that, hey man, I'm gonna sleep out. I just couldn't roll the wheels anymore. Woke up a little later than I wanted to get into Cuba. Forest Road 70. If there's any road on this divide that needs to be remembered, it's Forest Road 70. Don't believe the profile. It's up, it's down, it's everywhere. There's no relief whatsoever all the way to Cuba. Viacitos has got a little competition. In the last 24 hours, I think I've had four or five dog, like legitimate dog attacks, like straight up. After getting on the road in Cuba, you go out of this little canyon and you top off on this little hill, and I had two ankle biters bite my feet at the exact same time. Like basically, like as my feet were coming back down, it was like snap, snap, snap. And the lady was yelling, and there's eight dogs in the road, and it was wild. Got to Cuba, stocked up, headed out. Basically, man, that concrete basin, it was just headwinds the entire way. It was headwinds. So not only are you like, you got to stand up and put your bike to the side and like offset the wind. So, and you're only going about 8.5 miles an hour. So, I made it about 46 miles in, before I had to sleep out last night. And, this morning, Brian and I kind of leapfrogged into Grant. Brian, Eddie, Carl, and, yeah, they're around here somewhere. But, this morning I needed a little boost. I always reset my race clock around 8 o'clock, at 8 o'clock, and I kind of just get this kind of this, I always kind of just have this feeling of like, sweet, new race day. Like it's just, is what it is. But at around 8:30, I was just like, my wheels might as well have just been squares. It just wasn't moving. I was bored eating. I was just nothing was there. So I turned on the phone, had a sliver of service, and I called my buddy Doug, and I got a big boost from Doug. Pretty cool to hear that. Me being out here and just being out here and just inspires and just goes from there. So just, yeah. So basically a big mental boost from Doug this morning. I'm all, fried in the sun, trying to sit in a sliver of shade here outside the McDonald's. But, basically, yeah, I just gotta like, it was really hard to stay positive out there. Just grinding into the, just going nowhere. Just like, you're just standing on the pedals going downhill and you got nothing to look at except just grass just blowing the wrong way. So it's just, but you just, I chose to be out here. I wanted this. So I just had to remember that. So, but I'm feeling better now. The Bangarang is busting at the seams for food for Silver City. I got 8 breakfast burritos, 16 granola bars, 1 pulverized Pop-Tart, 2 packs of gummies, and there's got to be something else. No, there's tuna. I've got stuff for, yeah, plenty. Pretty stoked on Pie Town. Pretty stoked on getting to the Toaster House. I got 40 more miles to the Pie Town Road, 30 miles to Pie Town. Hopefully get there in the late afternoon, take a nap, and then got to push on. There's the miles after Pie Town are some of the most pound for pound, inch for inch, got to earn your miles in the entire divide.
Hey, what up, Brett? Here, still continuing from my story from Abiquiu to Grant. Basically, yeah, just Cuba to Grants. That's just that 120 miles of concrete. You think, oh, sweet road ride, but it could be anything, and it was. It was just there was one 10-mile spot where the side wind kind of helped you out a little bit. Other than that, it was just 8.9 miles per hour the entire way. But as I was heading out of Cuba and getting ready to basically just suffer fest for the next 14 hours, I was grinding up this hill, just grinding. All I had was just like tunnel vision. All I saw was just like the rims of my glasses and the bill of my hat. And I was just pedaling uphill and I was just watching the white line just kind of like go underneath my tire. And I looked up at the top of the hill and there was this majestic white horse standing in the middle of the road. And I was like, and it was backlit by the sun and its mane was blowing in the wind. And I was like, holy crap, this is like, what the hell's going on? This was like a sign. It was like, and I was like, no, I looked to the left and the gate was open and all the other horses were staring at him like, get out of the road, dumbass. So the entire time it was either horses in the road, broken glass, or just wind, but just slam the tunes. Just, you can't do anything, but just, I mean, you can look at the high spot on the GPS as much as you want. You could look at the maps. That's not going to make you move forward. So you got to get going. And that's, pulled into Milan, stocked up in family dollars on this trip have been fantastic. Other than that, I'm just getting ready to just get back on that sun and just do the Chaco alternate and or do the El Malpas alternate to the Python Road and go from there. So yeah, I'm back at it. I'm a little soggy brain this morning. Doug helped me out, cheered me up, going from there. I gotta put on some heavy miles this tonight. Just the Beaverhead is Python to the Beaverhead and Beaverhead to Silver City. It's just some of the hardest miles out here. So gotta get going. Stoked. Thanks for all the support. I love coming into town and turning on my phone and just seeing people being pumped. So okay. It doesn't go unnoticed. I read the text in the middle of the night and just like it makes me feel good. But Red S, Grant, over and out. Talk to you guys hopefully in Silver City and tell you all about some cool crap that happened out there. Okay. Love everybody. Over and out.